WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
The Youngers are in the WNRN studios. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Ann. How are you?
I'm doing really well. So I got to ask you, you guys coming from Pennsylvania, headed towards North Carolina, and we're so glad that you decided to stop by. But did you guys drive all night, or did you take a stop on the way here?
Well, actually, I knew you wanted us here early, so I hope you don't mind. We landed our helicopter right outside the studio here.
Oh, that was what that noise was earlier?
Yeah, Randy, you know, he could fly a helicopter too, so we had to get here early enough for you. But no, actually, we did drive pretty late last night. We got in around 3 o'clock in the morning, so, and then we stayed right down the road here.
It was four.
Okay.
Oh, four. I'm sorry.
Well, so you guys have just had a little bit of sleep, yeah. And you're here ready to play for our listeners this morning. Well, we thank you very much. We enjoyed the new album, relatively new, from you, Heritage, and played it for a while. It was kind of interesting reading up on you, Todd, but also just in the band. It's kind of like this idea of Heritage. For you also involves some memorabilia that you own some of Bill Monroe's old stuff.
Yeah, I picked up a pair of his. He had a pair of bullhorns hanging in his living room, and I picked up from an estate sale that his son had. It was a couple years back, but for some reason, I don't know, those bullhorns struck me, and I just happened to win the last bid on them, and now they're hanging in. They were hanging in my living room, but I'm painting right now, so they're not hanging there right now.
So he has them on his Cadillac.
So I have, yeah. Dak said we had them on. Yeah, I have them on my Cadillac. So, but
we're gonna put them on the helicopter next.
Yeah. There you go.
No, yeah, I do have them horns, and they kind of help keep me grounded in a way. That's how I look at it. You know, constantly remembering, you know, the music from before us, and I think that's kind of why I got them. I don't know. For some reason, I just picked them up probably subconsciously to, you know, remember, you know, Bill Monroe. I don't know.
Well, and then also you worked with somebody who obviously has his roots in country music, the son of Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash. John Carter Cash produced this record, and maybe kind of that same feeling brought you guys together. How did you find him, or how did you get to work with him for this new album?
I contacted him actually through email. I found him on the internet. I was doing a search for producers. I wanted to work with somebody who's produced records that I really enjoy, and his name kept popping up. So I contacted him through email, and one thing led to another. I wound up sending him our first CD, and he loved it, and you know, we got to corresponding, and the next thing I knew, he was inviting us down to Hendersonville to you know, record with him. So, you know, that was just a joyful experience the whole way through. You know, just being there and recording, and you know, everything that I wanted to accomplish with this record, musically and sonically, you know, really came through. I felt so.
Well, we've got the Youngers here. I'm talking with Todd, who's the you're the main songwriter in this group.
Yeah, yeah. But Randy also writes songs. Randy's over there on bass, Randy Crater, and he has two songs on the record as well.
Well, let's hear some live music from you this morning. We've got the Youngers in studio. Their most recent album is called Heritage, and John Carter Cash did produce it. And what do you got for us first?
Let's start out with the title track, Heritage.
Half my money towards a pension plan.
foreign lands. I'm all American. Two tours of duty in Vietnam. Where's my relief from Uncle Sam? Been through hell and back again. One by one, they're shutting us down. Doing our best to turn things around. Building on land that's sacred ground. There ain't much left of the smaller towns. Struggling every day just to get by. Living on dreams I hope won't die. Trying to keep our heritage alive. Trying to keep our heritage alive. I guess I don't understand. Someone out there with a helping. Someone who leads and commands. Hear me down in Washington about some relief for the railroad man. About some relief for the steel mill man. About some relief for the farming man. About some relief for the truck driving man. About some relief for the working man. About some relief for the working man.
WNRN. We've got Todd, Randy, Dex, and Justin here in the WNRN studios. They're the Youngers, and they're coming through on their way to Black Mountain, North Carolina. They're also going to have a gig in Johnston City, Tennessee this weekend, and we're glad that we're able to have them here in studio. We enjoyed their last album, Heritage. We just heard the title track. So, Todd, how did you all come together? You're from where in Pennsylvania?
The eastern side of Pennsylvania, which is like Philadelphia, Reading area. From Philadelphia, we live probably 45 minutes northwest, I guess, of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I met Randy first in 1999 at a bluegrass festival, a local, you know, hometown bluegrass festival. I was looking for a bass player, and
the other guy turned him down.
Yeah, the other guy turned me down, and so we became good friends, and you know, played together for a while, and just started forming. We started out as a two piece and a three piece, and then it just evolved from there. And Justin came along. What, 4 years ago now? 2 years ago?
Something like that. Yeah.
Justin Schaefer is here on the drums.
Hi.
And then not too long after that, Dax came along. Dax Bryan here is on lead guitar. And, you know, I think that pretty much brings us up to current status right now.
Well, so you met at a bluegrass festival. What was your intent, to form a bluegrass band or a country band or whatever it was that you guys came up with collaboratively?
Well, actually, bluegrass festivals are the only place you could find an upright bass player, and that's what I was looking for.
But he's here playing electric bass today.
I know.
Yeah, but I was upright that time.
But he was upright at that time. And, you know, initially maybe I was thinking bluegrass.
We did a lot of bluegrass.
We did in those early days. We did do a lot of bluegrass.
You had a banjo player. And
we kind of evolved into a more electrified, younger band, I guess you could say.
Isn't your 10-year anniversary coming up?
Yeah, October is our 10-year anniversary, actually. So.
My 5th.
Where are you taking me?
I don't know. Where are you going? How about back to that bluegrass festival? But yeah.
Well, but you have, you know, folks from the McCurry Band on here, so obviously you're paying some tribute to your bluegrass roots on some level.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to make a record that had kind of all everything on it that influences me, you know, bluegrass, rock and roll, country, and I am a big Del McCurry fan, and Ronnie McCurry actually happened to live a couple blocks away from the studio, and John called him up because he knew I was a big fan. That we were listening to a song on a playback, and I just happened to say, you know, it would be great to have Ronnie McCurry play mandolin on this because I know his style of playing. And he said, well, I know him, you know, I can call him up. His wife and my wife are really good friends, and I'm sure he would come down and play. And I said, yeah, let's do it. And you know, that was like at 9 in the morning. At 12 o'clock he showed up, and he was ready, and you know, it was great to have him there. He was just so nice to be around, and you know, everything he put on the he played on like 4 or 5 songs on the record, you know, a lot more than I thought that he would do. And you know they're great. I think that's
one of the advantages actually of going to a place like Nashville, but specifically Hendersonville, because I don't know if a lot of people understand that Hendersonville is kind of like where the actual bigger name country people have lived. That's where Johnny Cash had his home. That's where Bill Monroe had his home. Obviously, that's where some of the McCurrys are. And so it is kind of interesting to have landed in Hendersonville specifically, and then you really have access to some of these people like Ronnie.
Yeah, it's a nice a nice rural area of town that you know, I think it would be a great place to live in. I would live there, you know.
Well, I know that Skaggs Family Records is there. I imagine Ricky Skaggs also lives there.
And
as
Marty
well.
Stewart, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they all.
And they're, you know, they're friends, they're neighbors, they're, you know, they've got a nice, it's a nice neighborhood, and they're great people. Those people are all real nice to us, very hospitable and
friendly.
Yeah, friendly, real nice to us.
Oh, excellent. Well,
there's great chicken.
And barbecue.
All right. Yeah. And the cuisine's good as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we've got the Youngers here in studio. We played their album called Heritage. They had one before. What was the name of your first album?
It was called Output.
And this most recent one was recorded and produced by John Carter Cash. What are you going to do for us next here in the WNRN studios?
I think we're going to do In the Morning. This song actually does feature Ronnie McCurry on it, and I don't know what track number it is, but it's called In the Morning. So.
Down where the river is wide, both guns drawn on the other side. That's where my enemy hides. I've been scouting all day long. Round here, times are tough. It's hard to get by just on love. Sometimes it just ain't enough, but we do what we got to do. Banker man says I'm overdue. It's easy to say from his point of view. My kids need new shoes and something's gotta give. I've worked too hard for this land for it to be taken by any man. It's time I take a stand before it's long gone. These days my hands are tied, me and my shotgun side by side, sitting here in the pale moonlight, and soon they'll come for me. They're coming in the morning, they're coming in the morning, they're coming in the morning. Ain't sending no warning, ain't sending no warning, ain't sending no warning.
WNRN with the Youngers live in the WNRN studios. One of the things I learned, I guess, again, when reviewing this album for this morning was that there's lots of songs about kind of the working man. A couple of truck driving songs. Yeah. The Heritage song talked about, you know, kind of give the all these different kinds of working men a break. Was that something that you purposefully focused on, or is that just something that kind of inspires you as a songwriter?
I think it's a little bit of both. My dad's a truck driver, so that's kind of where that song came from. And I think, I think it's a little bit of both. A lot of it is you know, daily observations and things that I see around me. You know, I wrote a lot of these songs when I had a full time job and commuting back and forth to work. You know. My imagination and just seeing things happening around me, I think that's kind of what spawned a lot of these songs. So,
and our wives are all at work at the moment.
Yeah,
we better mention the working women too.
Yeah, the working women. Thank you, working women.
Thank you, thank you.
We love you. We love you all.
Thanks for paying the mortgage.
Well, but it's a theme, and kind of also working in this whole idea of heritage as well. Of certainly one of the things that appeals to me about country music and folk music, and we like to poke fun at my love of folk music around here. But these are songs that have held up for hundreds of years, mostly about kind of the moral of the story. Usually is what keeps them around, and certainly some of the morals of your song is, you know, it's hard work every day.
Yeah, it's hard work every day, and I think a lot of my thought process was just try not to forget where we all came from, and let's keep some of those really good traditions alive. And I guess that's kind of my whole heritage idea or thought, you know. And then a lot of songs just happen that I have, you know, kind of fall into that realm of, you know, tradition and things like that. So,
because
I always say this, but I'm very nostalgic, and I like, you know, looking back on things, and you know, I do like music of yesterday, and I get very inspired by things like that. So,
well, certainly, having come from a love of bluegrass, they certainly make sure that they talk about, you know, if nothing else, they just like to take songs that Bill Monroe or McCrory Band has done, or Flat and Scruggs, or many, many others, and just redo them in
right.
their own right. So there's a lot of redoing, but yeah. also paying tribute that happens in that musical tradition as well.
Yeah,
sure. All this stuff has references. I mean, you know, all our what our new tunes have references to old songs, you know, either lyrically, musically, or both. You know, tradition, and the tradition is not just music. I mean, you know, when we're not doing this, we're working, you know, getting our hands dirty and grease under the fingernails, and you know.
So, do you also, when you're writing, Randy, this is something that you think about is kind of heritage as well as kind of the daily work?
Our Little Secret was written in my backhoe.
There you go.
Early in the morning, I the pickup truck, the ride to the job site is a 71 Chevy, and I had the thought on the way to the job site, fired up the backhoe, got out a scrap of paper, and wrote down Our Little Secret. You know, there's not a whole lot more common than that.
Right. Was this one of these songs that just you kind of grabbed out of the air?
Yeah. It's you know, Secret sounds like a cheating song, but it's really more about the after effects of making bad decisions. So anyway,
it's good he's his own boss, or he would have gotten in trouble for pulling over and writing that down.
Yeah, the guy I was working for thought I was just warming up the backhoe, and it was taking a while. It was a cold morning.
Fair enough. The Youngers are my guests in the studio this morning. One more live one for us?
Yeah, since we're talking about bluegrass and stuff, this is a song here called Big Old Freight Train, and Ronnie McCurry is on this song as well as Laura Cash, who's John's wife. She plays fiddle on here, and I just wanted to mention that Ralph Mooney, who is a pedal steel player for Waylon Jennings, is also on the record too, and we're glad, you know, he could be a part of it.
We were honored to have the people play on that did.
Yeah. So this is a bluegrassy number called Big Old Freight Train.
WNRN, The Youngers, live in the WNRN studios, and they're heading down to Black Mountain, North Carolina, and then over to Johnson City, Tennessee for some live music over the weekend, and then I guess back to work on Monday then.
That's it.
So weekend warriors, I guess, to a certain degree.
Yeah, this weekend we are. We'll be back down through again next month, too, and you can, you know, check out our schedule on the website and stuff. So we actually plan on coming back to this area and playing soon. So
I hope you do. And thank you so much for coming in. It was really a delight to have you guys here this morning, and good luck on all your traveling.
Thank you for having us.
And for more information, their website is theyoungers.com.